Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 106, and today is Tuesday, January 29th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. The topic I wanted to talk about today is essentially the role that fashion plays in the creation of applications. And by fashion, I'm mostly talking about the visual appearance of applications and the way they look and the way they, to some degree, the way they behave in terms of are they gestural, are they non-gestural. And I wanted to emphasize here the role at which this is very much a fashion-oriented activity and how that should impact or influence how you develop things. And so sort of to start off, I wanted to talk about how this ongoing din of discussion that seems to just be constantly circulating around the iOS development community, the press, and people about it. And this is this whole sort of, the splits between skeuomorphic applications and non-skeuomorphic or flat applications, between gesture-based and non-gesture-based, and how it's sort of this pendulum that swings back and forth between these two. And it's an interesting thing because in reality, the way I look at it, it's a discussion not necessarily about one being better than the other, or about one being universally more appropriate or whatever. It's a discussion about fashion, and fashion is a funny thing because as they say, it's like if you don't like the current fashions, just wait 6 months, you'll have something new. And it's a very similar thing in iOS or with anything that there's what people are constantly trying to do is to create something that stands out. And in order for something to stand out, it has to be different or more improved upon what its peers are, what are the applications that are launching at the time or whatever. And so if everyone starts launching very skeuomorphic applications or very richly textured or whatever term you want to use for it, visually very rich and dense applications, at some point when that creates certain saturation, there'll be a reaction against it and have very minimalist applications, and everyone will have minimalist applications. And then in order to stand out, you have to go back to richly textured and so on. And there'll be this, this fashionable part of going back and forth. And that's fine. That's just part of the process. And I think it's important, though, to take that step back and understand that that's what's going on, rather than trying to view these things in kind of a religious debate or a fundamentalist debate in terms of it's, one is better than the other. One is fundamentally more significant. It's like the goal for any software application, whether it's visually rich or whether it's visually simple, is to accomplish a goal or entertain a user. You're trying to be useful or you're trying to be fun. And you can do both of those things fairly well, in both styles visually. It's mostly a question of, usability is fairly universal across all of these things. Whether an app is designed from a user-oriented perspective and designed to minimize confusion, minimize number of clicks, those types of things, is something that will almost always be the same, irrespective of how it looks. You can take a poorly designed app and, gussy it up however much as you want. And, on the flip side, if you take a visually, a well-thought-out, excellently on the usability side app and put it into a very simple or basic, UI, it'll still probably be a better app. And so just not focusing on those things in that way is probably worth, it's just sort of worth having that mindset and thinking about it in that way. So then really, I guess the question becomes, where does that leave us? So if we understand that the way an app looks is a fashionable part of it, it's important, it's useful, it conveys information about the app and the usefulness of it and so on, but what does that mean in terms of as we're building it? And I think of apps that are good on both sides. And you can think of, for example, you take the app Paper, which is a drawing app for iPad that is very richly textured and you could say skeuomorphic if you like that word, but it's a very rich user interface. And there, I think it works really well because what they're doing is they're trying to create a sense of familiarity with a physical parallel. It's like you're drawing in a notebook. And it works really well at conveying that and making you comfortable with it in a way that if it was very simple and sleek, you may not have that context. So it's good in that case. On the flip side, you could think of an app like Clear, which is a to-do list. And part of what its goal is to reduce the amount of sort of Chrome and feature set around. By the use of gestural interfaces and things. And so it makes a lot of sense there that their app is very visually simple as well. It doesn't make sense if you're trying to eliminate interface Chrome, but the use of gestures, to then have a very complicated and overly overwrought interface potentially because you're kind of sending mixed messages. So whichever side of that fashionability thing you're trying to be on, it's important that your app makes sense in that way. But all that being said, the thing that I wanted to emphasize, and this is something that I've done in a couple of my apps, and it's the importance, and this relates directly back to fashion, it's the importance of what I would consider classic styles. And by that I mean, if you imagine in regular fashion, you know, just like normal, you know, Fifth Avenue fashion, there are certain looks and styles and things that you would consider classic. You know, whether that is a men's suit, you know, like a black suit with a white tie and a dark, a white shirt and a black tie is a very classic look. It's there, you can tweak and adjust it and so on, but you know, it would have looked good today and it would have looked good 20 years ago, which is it makes it a classic thing. Or is it the classic whatever, the little black dress for women, or you know, jeans and a polo shirt or something like that. There are a lot of looks that are just classic, and there are similar analogs when we're creating apps. And this is where often I end up building my applications, is I often look for classic looks. But classic usually means whatever the native platform look and feel is. And I think of a lot of apps, that's actually a good way to go. And a lot of that is because it doesn't date itself at all. By the nature of being classic, if you build a classic interface, it'll look pretty good at any point in time. Even if it is fitting, if it's in the context of a lot of rich apps, it'll look okay. If it's in a context of a lot of clean, simple apps, it'll still look okay. That's the nature of being classic. And so unless you have the design chops, the design budget, and the desire to be updating the app as it goes, it's something that is often a great place to start, especially if you're a smaller or starting out independent. I'd strongly recommend hitting in that direction. It's one of those things that if you're going for a complicated or a non-classic user interface, you have to hit it. You have to really be able to pull it off. It's the same thing in the physical fashion world. You know, having an outrageous outfit works great if you can pull it off. If you can't, then it's worse than just having a normal outfit. You know, you really have to be able to invest fully into it and really kind of own it in order for it to work. And so kind of going halfway in between with that is just likely a dangerous thing. Some apps I think about that are good examples of this are the default mail app, for example, on iOS. Still basically the same as when it was first designed. I think it still works. It's visually, it's focused on content, gets out of your way, it's very easy to understand. It works. You think about an app even like the original Tweety or Things, the to-do list manager, that are very native in their look and feel. They still look pretty natural and at home on the platform. And also the advantage of native applications from a technical side is you get to take advantage of the improvements or tweaks and changes that the OS vendors are doing essentially for free. I mean, as an example, I think about the on-off switch in iOS, where it used to be a square thing and now it's rounded. And that was kind of a stylistic change and a thing, but that would just came for free when you upgraded to iOS 5. All of a sudden, all your things look that way and they kind of had that slightly, got a fresh coat of paint essentially for free. And so you get to take advantage of that. They've changed some of the gradients, some of the styles, some of the things in iOS 6. Your app kind of gets a fresher look that you didn't have to work for. Obviously, you need to make sure your app still works and looks good in that way, but it's nice to be able to take advantage of that. If I had created a custom on-off switch prior to iOS 5 and the new one comes out, I'd have to go through and do that work to make that work, to make that happen. So often it makes sense to just kind of start there. Also, one of the parts of this that I wanted to mention is I think starting with a classic design allows you to focus on the right things at the right time. Whenever I'm building an application to start out with, I almost always use just straight native regular controls to start, and then I'll gradually work to replace and build those and change and build those up over time. So if I'm building an application that has a fairly, check the weather is a fairly minimalist or simple interface, it started off in my early development, it was all very native looking and basic. And that allows me to focus on the things that matter, the user interactivity, the overall usefulness and functionality, data flow, the functionality, performance, those kinds of things that have nothing to do with how it looks, that have everything to do with how it feels and how it works. And so it's an important thing, I think, to start off that way, rather than allowing yourself to get too sucked into how it looks and making it visually very appealing, and instead to just be able to say, you know what, I'm going to make it work correctly first, and then I'll make it look good after. And obviously, I'm not talking about user interactivity as part of that. You know, obviously, having a well-designed app from a user flow and usability perspective is a different thing than the pixels that you're pushing, which I think hopefully I've been clear on that. But it's like that is something that I tend to do late. And also, if you take that approach and you work on a classic style first, if you decide for whatever reason that you don't have time or interest in expanding that or changing that to be fashionable, to be either a richly textured app or a reaction to that in a very simple way, you have the space and the latitude to do that. You have the ability to come in and to enhance or non-enhance as makes sense. All right, and so that's it for today's show. Just something I wanted to talk about. It seems like this constant back and forth about it, and it's just like at the end of the day, it's just fashion. And, you know, whatever, right now we're heading in this path of simple and elegant and stripped down. I'm pretty sure if I'm still doing this podcast in a year or two, we'll be having the flip back. There'll be some marquee app that comes out with a deeply rich texture and skeuomorphic and all these types of things. And it'll be, oh, wow, check this out. Isn't that amazing? It's like, yep, yeah, that's the nature of fashion. And that, you know, it happens back and forth all the time. And that's how I expect it to be. And just like stop worrying about it. And I'm going to keep generally building classic apps because it's easier. I'm not a pixel pusher in that way. And it gives me a lot of flexibility to focus on the things that I think are really important. So that's it for today's show. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, I'm on Twitter at @DavidSmith. I'm on AppNet at @DavidSmith. The email for the show, if you want to email me, is david@developingperspective.com. That's new. I set it up so probably a little bit simpler if you wanted to give me feedback, follow up, those types of things. Again, I wanted to mention I'm going to be in Macworld starting tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. And so if you're a listener and want to meet me, just contact me in some way and we'll try and work it out. At this point, I don't really know what that's going to look like, but if you just sort of make yourself known and I will do my best to meet up. And it's always fun to meet fans. Otherwise, we have a great week. I probably won't do a second show this week because of Macworld. So this will be it for the week and I'll talk to you next week. Hope you have a great week. Happy coding and I'll talk to you later. Bye.